Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's time for The Upswing on WTMJ, showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Here's your host, Jeff Sherman.
Cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
Good morning. Hope you're having a wonderfully productive day, powering through your to-do list, making things happen. That's what it's all about. Hoop it up. It's a March Madness preview, Marquette style, today on The Upswing. I really appreciate the power of sport to bring us together. You know, that's what Wisconsin's all about, right? Sport is a unifier in our state, no matter who you root for. A little bit of proof. Yesterday, I'm walking through the office. I have an office on the east side of Milwaukee that I go to after the show. And up on my screen, there's a bunch of Marquette stuff because I'm preparing for the show today. And guy walked past me. He's like, oh, you going to the game? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to the game. I got split season tickets with a good friend of mine in Chicago, taking my son. Always excited on the nights before game day. And he's like, you know what's been great about this Marquette season? I'm like, well, you know, they're winning. He's like, yeah, but beyond that. It's like you go to a sporting event, and he's like, I don't care if it's the Brewers or Marquette or UWM or the Badgers or whatever. And you just see people from so many different places in your life. And it kind of becomes this like community building networking session. And we just had this amazing conversation. He's like, yeah, the last game I was at, I met a former professor of mine, and now I'm doing some speaking in his class. And it was just, I don't know, it just kind of really made me feel good. Like, that's what sport is all about. It's about community building. And Wisconsin, you know, truly is a college basketball hotbed. Actually, I'm not really sure what a hotbed is, but we're a state that is just enjoying this moment in basketball glory right now. The teams are winning, tickets are selling. And there's a feeling that March can be really special. And as a Marquette fan, I know this and I'm feeling it too. You look at the venues across our state, obviously Fiserv Forum, premium and every level. But even the Clatchy Center, even the UWM Panther Arena and the Kohl Center, just great basketball facilities. And there's a ton of talent in the front offices at athletic departments across the state. It's a business of college basketball boom. That's what's happening in Wisconsin. Also, another little thing to keep in mind, a little trivia tidbit here for you. My good friend Jeff Polinsky told me this on X the other day. There are 5 college basketball coaches right now from the state of Wisconsin, right? Shaka Smart, Greg Gard, Tony Bennett at Virginia, TJ Alzenberger at Iowa State. Who's the 5th one? Nate Oates at Alabama, all from Wisconsin. So that's going to make March Madness even more exciting. So today on The Upswing, we are going to explore the business of college basketball from a Marquette lens. Ticket sales, game day operations, to-dos, sponsorships, the importance of winning. What happens when you don't win as much? All that and a whole lot more. Tonight, Marquette plays UConn at Fiserv Forum in their final home game of the season. It's senior night. So it's exciting. It's sold out. If you're not going to make the game, obviously you can tune into ESPN Milwaukee 94.5 for the call with Homer and Tony. Always entertaining. Yesterday, at his press conference, Marquette coach Shaka Smart previewed the game. Let's hear a little bit from the coach. He teed up this Upswing show pretty well for us.
Very excited that tomorrow night gives us the opportunity as well to break the single season average attendance record, which is pretty amazing when you look at the history here at Marquette. And so just want to encourage everyone, our students, our fans, our alums, to be loud, to come early, to wear blue and gold, and to give us as much energy as we plan to give off to you.
In fact, Marquette, coach, has been in the top 25 for attendance for the past 22 seasons. So I like to say, you know, Jeff Sherman, host of The Upswing, I'm a small part of that. We're all a part of that because we're buying tickets and we're making it happen each and every day. But when we come back, we're going to have some exclusive insight from 3 guests, all with unique roles that help shape, build, and guide the Marquette men's basketball program each and every day. This is a Marquette March Madness preview special edition of The Upswing. Thanks for being here. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Upswing. It's a Marquette March Madness preview edition of the show today. Tickets are hot, the games are great, but how are they all produced? Let's introduce our guests. They'll have these answers and much, much more. Our guests are the experts. They're going to provide the unique analysis into Marquette men's basketball. I'm talking way too much today. Let's get a real announcer in here. Mike?
Coming up next on The Upswing, the business of Marquette basketball. Featuring behind-the-scenes looks into the fan experience at Fiserv Forum, insights on ticket sales and attendance, promotional partnerships, and much, much more with your starting lineup. Today's very special guests, Director of Ticket Sales and Service, Cassandra Polanski, Assistant Athletic Director, Game Presentation and Fan Experience, Brian Begley, Associate Athletic Director for Marketing and Ticketing, Brian Morgan, and your host, proud Marquette University alum, Jeff Sherman.
All right, all right. Let's just go to the game right now. Let's get the show. I'm ready. Let's go. I think Goolsbees is open and ready for us, right? So, Brian Morgan, I want to start with you. Associate Athletic Director, thanks for taking the time to be here. We just heard a little bit from the head coach. When you're working day-to-day, he's in his third year, like, how involved is the coach in terms of the obviously running the program, coaching the program, but from a business side, give us your analysis of what Shaka's brought to the program.
Well, I think Shaka's probably one of the best coaches I've worked with. Shaka's one of the best coaches I've worked with, I think, in my time here at Marquette, especially over my 20-year career, in terms of getting like just the analysis of where he wants his culture and things to work with his program, and going through those different things. The other thing is, I think his culture and what his identity and his culture, words and things he does with his team, he identifies through us.
The external side of the house, through marketing, ticketing, and all those different things. So I think from day one, when he came on board in April, I forget the year, right after COVID, he brought us all in, and you knew from that point forward we were going to work with somebody that was going to be very engaged in what we do, and he is very intelligent on what externally we want to get done to bring his program forward and bring that brand out. Because now you're seeing it 2 or 3 years in, the attendance, the people, the way they're engaged at games, the way they're buying tickets, just the conversations. As you mentioned to open the show, I can't go anywhere without Marquette gear on, without the conversation leading back to Shaka. And that's, it all goes back to his culture, his identity of the program. And a lot of coaches I've been around in 20 years, that they have a culture, but it kind of stays within the team.
Mm-hmm.
I think the way our group from an external team has been able to embody that and bring the culture to the fans,
yeah,
and the fans feel like they're part of now the team identity, I think that's a true marker of a coach that's engaged with us on the external side of the house.
It's almost like you're running a campaign for the fans and for your team constantly. Like, he's brought, you know, the energy, generating behaviors, kill zone, and those little things into the game day experience that we'll talk to Brian Begley, yep, about later. But how does that, like, does he bring those ideas to you and say, hey, this is who I am, integrate them into the game day experience, or what's that process look like?
No, so I think with him, it's a very two lane highway.
Yeah,
so
okay,
he's bringing suggestions or our thoughts and ideas and really soliciting our feedback. He really leans on us as experts in our role. And bringing some thoughts and feedback. And then I think it's just continuing to have conversations. I think what we've been able to show in the proof is taking his culture and making it, like you said, when you talk to Brian later, is identifying that in the game, but also the things he's able to articulate, just the little organic things within a press conference or in a practice, and that comes out, it relates back to selling tickets. It relates back to atmosphere. It's relating back to fans identifying with our guys in our team and really buying into that and creating a brand where people want to be engaged. I think one thing we always look at too on the external side, and I've talked about this for years, is 7-11. There needs to be 7-11 touch points. either to make a purchase or attend a game.
Right.
So we got to think on the external side, how many times, like Shaka, like how many times can we get his message out there, get his team's message, and get that in front of people? Because once they see a graphic or a soundbite or something along those lines, an email, that all comes back to either making a purchase to buy tickets or watch the game on TV if they're somewhere in New York or Florida. Right. I think that's always something we're always thinking about as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fast-paced, busy world. There's a lot coming at us. I mean, and Marquette's done a great job on social, too, integrating Shaka's voice into video and promotion. Isn't, is that something he's just willing to do and it's part of his day and to bring his personality forward?
Yeah, and I think that he is.
Yeah,
and we're very strategic about the time, and because he's very focused on basketball and the staff is very focused on basketball. But I credit our staff and, you know, especially our social team led by Josh Levin. They do an amazing job. It's to the point where our social identity is better than advertising, in my opinion, because it has such a farther reach. And just the organic nature of some of the things we've done recently, just the way it's been able to portray our brand and the team's brand and get that message out there, and on the type of coach he is. And he truly is a genuine coach and cares about everything we do. And that's, I think, seeing the Shaka shuttle we did last week to the swipes with Shaka with students last week. So he's very engaged on that. And we're very strategic, though, about how we look at how we get that out there on social.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for the marketing update. I want to integrate it into further insight into the how the ticket selling process works. So we're going to continue this very special Marquette Madness conversation when we come back. We're back. This is The Upswing, and I'm Jeff Sherman. Thanks for joining us. Marquette March Madness preview today. Quickly, a quick reminder to register for a free webinar coming up. You've seen it. The headlines about debt. Everyone's got a little debt. Sherman family's got a little debt, although we just sold a condo, so some of that debt is wiped off our books, which is great. The government has debt. Debt's growing. What does it mean for us as individuals? What's that bottom line? You can join Wisconsin's afternoon news host, John McCure, and Addex Wealth Management's president and CEO, Dave Spano, as they answer the hard-hitting questions about debt and provide unique insight to help ease your concerns in a free webinar coming up Tuesday, March 12th at 10 a.m. It's easy to register. Text WEB to the WTMJ Talking text line at 855-616-1620 and sign up today. All right, moving on. I want to get to the heart of how the tickets are actually sold and what that process is all about. So Cassandra Polanski, welcome to The Upswing. Thanks for taking time out of your day, especially on a game day.
Thanks, Jeff. Happy to be here.
Good. So tell us about your role, how long you've been at Marquette.
So I'm entering my second season at Marquette. I joined last April, and it's been a whirlwind. Like Brian said, hard to keep track of time. My first year was Shaka's second year, and made the NCAA tournament, and last year went by in a flash. This year, all summer long, we're converting all of the deposits for season tickets we collected last year, capitalizing on the excitement of our season ticket members who wanted to renew. New buyers coming in. That happens when you win two Big East titles, right? Yeah. You get a lot of excitement behind your product. And we have a great sales team right now. Shout out to Nick Tyson and Simon Roach for helping us set a new season ticket record this season.
Nice.
And we'll talk about some of the other attendance accomplishments that come from the great game presentation Brian and his team put together and the winning on the floor and obviously the work that we're doing behind the scenes.
So how has that mix of ticket buyers changed in your couple of years? Does it ebb and flow with winning? Does it just bring in a non-alum fan base? And have you seen that? And can you gauge that on a game-by-game basis?
There's a lot of research, a lot of data that I still want to go through. And Brian and I have frequent conversations about who's coming to games, how are these tickets being used. We work with secondary market partners who give us an insight into how tickets move, how people are using tickets. And for us, it's really keeping the people that are loyal fans coming back. Mm-hmm. And I think Shaka's really doing that. We talk all the time about how our team is made up of Marquette guys and tough, gritty competitors who play as a team, play for each other. That's really what our fans eat up. They love it.
Yeah.
A lot of the longtime supporters. And I say all the time, there's this myth that you have to be a Marquette supporter. You have to have gone to Marquette to come to our games, to follow the team, to be excited about Marquette basketball. No, Marquette basketball is doing historic things right now. And it's fun to be at our games. We play in an NBA arena, 18,000 people any given night are on their feet screaming. Brian's putting on a great show. Yeah. And it's just a fun place to be.
Yeah, I think any of the really big, powerful programs do really well at that, bringing fans from outside the general sphere mm-hmm. into the community and making them fans. I mean, look at, I saw something the other day, like the top 10 capacity venues in college basketball. Wisconsin and Marquette are both in the top 10. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, obviously, University of North Carolina is in a different level. But here in our state, 5 million people, we are filling two arenas each and every night. And that's, mm-hmm. you know, that's a testament to the fandom and everything that happens throughout the day. How has like data and analytics changed your day-to-day life in terms of what you get from ticket buyers?
I think it makes us more powerful in terms of the insights that we have. We know our fan base better. There's no replacement, as we like to say in our building. Our mantra for success is relationships, growth, and victory, and that comes from men's basketball. There's no replacement for strong relationships. So one-to-one selling, one-to-one relationships, that's what we're all about, right?
Yeah.
But the data and analytics give us a deeper understanding of where our fans are coming from and how they behave and, again, how they're using their tickets and finding people who might not have been to a Marquette game before but are interested in what we're doing and helps us understand how to reach those people.
Yeah. Obviously, the world of college sports continues to change like every world, especially media. We're going to get into some of the changes in college basketball. We're going to talk about the game day experience and much, much more. The Marquette March Madness edition of The Upswing. Welcome back to The Upswing, a Marquette March Madness preview edition. Bringing the game energy. Love it. So my wife is a DePaul undergraduate grad. And then she went on to the Twin Cities to the University of Minnesota for a graduate degree. And I've always am fascinated at just how she isn't connected to any of those schools. I mean, obviously she met me and fell in love. And you can't like, you know, there's a lot of love here. But there's a lot of Marquette love. And she is 100% Marquette by marriage. So is there like this Marquette difference that you guys see in the day-to-day ticket sales and process of selling Marquette basketball, Cassandra?
First of all, I forgot to mention, Jeff, give you a shout-out to your producer. We're going to need a copy of that intro from before.
Charlie is bringing the Marquette hoops music. It is amazing.
To me, that's part of the Marquette difference is just the spirit, the passion, the loyalty that Marquette supporters feel. And like I mentioned before, you don't have to be an alumni, a student related to somebody who goes to Marquette. I think that's what Shaka Smart is doing now. He's creating that difference by connecting the fans to the team and the players individually. So Doc Rivers, Shaka Smart, Tom Crean recently talked about why Marquette is a special place for them.
Mm-hmm.
And now you could have a family who comes to games because their son or daughter is a Stevie Mitchell fan because their son or daughter is also good at school and plays basketball. So when you have that dynamic, 18,000 people again, supporters in the building, it creates a magical environment. And I think to me, the Marquette difference is, look, people want to come to games to see history, to see greatness. We're 43-5 going into tonight at home over Shaka's three seasons. Tyler Kolek set a record for assists a couple of games ago. Cam Jones went off for 68 points in 51 minutes over the course of two games. I bet you a lot of people that paid attention to Caitlin Clark on Sunday didn't go to Ohio State or Iowa, right? People just want to see something special and be part of something special, and that's what Marquette is doing right now.
Yeah, it definitely extends beyond the proverbial four walls of the university, right? And
for sure.
Spills into the downtown and across the community. But kind of within the four walls of any academic institution, I'm sure there's a rub sometimes, right? you know, athletics versus academics. How do you, how does that come together, or what do you see there? And Brian, maybe that's a question for you.
Yeah, a couple examples there. I think I've been at a few different institutions, been on a lot of national boards from an athletics perspective, and the amount of campus engagement from faculty and staff for athletics is, I think, one of the best in the country. The way they buy season tickets, the opportunity to get to games, the way they engage their alumni by using basketball as a gateway to fundraising for their different schools and colleges. They do a great job there. One initiative I think that really has partnered well with athletics and academics is our Admitted Student Day, which just happened at the Xavier game on February 25th.
Okay.
So quick backstory, Brian Schroer and I worked together at UWM and developed this idea to try to get admitted students to come to games, try to get them. So the yield rate's the big key word in getting students to accept into coming to school. So now this event at Marquette, the Traditions, it's become their biggest yield rate event at Marquette. We had over 319 students at that game that were, they're admitted students. They haven't accepted. So this is their opportunity to get them over the finish line. We had over 23 states represented that flew in to come and see, come to the game. And then they did a pregame entertainment at the Al McGuire Center. So just those numbers alone, and over 1,000 fans off that connection and that partnership with academics. They love it. We love getting fans in the game. And then that's our turn to get them over the finish line and come to school here.
Yeah, I mean, there's a recruitment and retention aspect to college sports for sure. And Milwaukee, you look at it, we are really a college town. There are so many colleges and universities in the area, and the population base is strong. And when you bring more young people to any community, it rises the boats for everyone. And that's, again, a testament to the power of sport. I want to get into the game day experience. You're walking into the doors at Fiserv Forum, what that looks like, how it's all created, what you're going to feel tonight if you're going to the game, all this and more next on The Upswing. Sweet Caroline, we're back. This is The Upswing, Marquette Madness Edition. So the game day experience. Brian Bagley from Marquette University Athletic Department is here with us. Talk us through the engineering of it all. I should probably go into the music question because Sweet Caroline bringing us in. I want to touch on that in a moment, the generational differences of how you pick the right song and the wrong song and what that all looks like. But talk to us about how that experience comes together from a fan standpoint.
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having us here.
Sure.
When you speak about music, to start there, the song that came to mind is right off the top, you played Thunderstruck.
Yeah.
And any Marquette fan knows that you're at a Marquette game when you hear that song and the fans are going crazy, waving their arms. So there's definitely some tradition pieces there.
Right.
And how about a shout out to Mike Jay, who sits next to me at yes. games, every game. For the great intro at the beginning too. So, and I mean, that's another part of it. You know, you're going to hear his voice, at games. And you know,
there's a consistency in the announcing that has been there forever that creates a really good legacy.
Right. Exactly. And I think you see that across, Marquette basketball. When you walk into Fiserv Forum, that's a big part of it. There's things that you expect to see at a Marquette game and you feel at home walking into that arena. And it gives us that advantage that you don't get other places. And I think we're, you know, maybe I'm a little biased, but one of the best in the country at creating that home advantage. When we're playing at Fiserv, you know, there's no other place like it when it's filled with 18,000 fans and we have all of our crowd going nuts.
Yeah. How do you make the choice between band in DJ music? I'm always intrigued by that. Like, you got a college band. It's not the same at pro sports. Pro sports is mainly kind of your jock jams type music. But at college events, the band wants to play, but the DJ wants to play. Where is there a fight there? Like, how does that happen?
No fights.
Okay,
no fights.
That's good.
Definitely very civil. But that's a great question. I think that is something that is unique to college sports is You have the band, and that's part of the tradition too. And as far as you can go back and think about, you know, that's a unique traditional piece. And especially when we come out of a timeout, maybe it's a big dunk or something like that, and you hear fights on and people are on their feet, and it's people of all ages too, right? You have kids that are at the games, you have students at the games, and you have alumni that, you know, went to Marquette years ago, and everyone's on their feet screaming the fight song, waving their arms.
Do you have a script that you follow throughout the game? Like, I'm sure it happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you come into the game, here's our game plan for what songs, what's coming out of timeouts, who's going to be on the Jumbotron, when the jump around guy is going to go crazy. Like, how does that all, do you state a script every game, and how do you deviate?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. So we do have a script. We have a script that we try to follow the best we can.
Okay.
But at the same time, the game dictates what you do there too. So, you know, if there's a high energy moment, you know, maybe you pivot a little bit, and that's where you know, like I said earlier with the fights on, you can come in there, or a DJ that provides great music to get the fans going. So, you know, it's not set in stone by any means, but we do have something we try to follow, and throughout the game too, there's a lot of different sponsor activations that we try to get in, and we're lucky to have a lot of great partners that we can showcase throughout the game too. But yeah, there's a lot of definitely traditional pieces there, especially like you said, jump around guy. He's a crowd favorite that's been here for years coming to games. And our fans know whenever you hear that first beat of jump around and you see him, everyone's on their feet jumping around with him, and it gets the crowd going. So
very good. All right, we're going to come back after the break, and we're going to finish up some talk around the Marquette basketball game day experience. There's a big event coming up in 2025 next year that I don't think is getting enough talk, so we want to preview that and a few more things as we wrap up this edition of The Upswing.
Station.
Welcome back to The Upswing. A big special thank you to Brian Morgan, Cassandra Polanski, and Brian Bagley from Marquette Athletics for joining us today to talk about all things college basketball and the business behind it. So the student section, as we come out of jump around, Brian Morgan, every college, every university does it a little differently, right? How you curate and how you place the students within an arena. What's been Marquette's approach in your time there?
Yeah, so I've been here 10 years, and Cassandra and Brian both are MU grads. And if you remember, at the Bradley Center, it was all on one side, and only 1,000 were down low, and all the rest were upstairs. So when we moved to Fiserv, we try to look at how could we impact the entire game. You know, do we do a sideline? We didn't think that was the right move at that time. And the bow tie look, I think, has provided the best impact, you know, even across the country, of impacting first and second halves of a game. Mm-hmm. Getting 3,000 students in there, impacting the game on both sides of the court, first and second half.
And students are on both.
Correct.
End zones.
Both end zones.
If you haven't been to a game, you know the students are kind of behind the hoop on both sides.
Correct.
Right?
We call that the bow tie effect.
Okay.
But students are really the backbone to creating the energy in the building. Brian talked to game day presentation, but when we get students there, it gets everybody from 2 years old to 85 years old pumped up and really getting the crowd going. That's the game day difference for us, and that is impact on the game. So that's what we look for.
So, Brian Bagley, how important are the kind of the cameos on the Jumbotron? Is that and what's that process like? Do you have someone going around and like find this exact seat, or like talk us through like how do I get on the Jumbotron? My wife has a strategy; she usually makes it happen, but that's a story for another day.
Yeah, I mean, we try to show fans all game long, pregame. You know, whenever we get breaks, people love feeling. That feeling when they get up on the video board and, you know, they get excited. And then, you know, the other thing we have been doing too is highlighting our former players or alumni that are in attendance. And I think that in itself gets people excited. You know, when we have a great former player, like if Jay Crowder's at the game, people get excited, and that alone, you know, you feel that sense of community when he's up there and, you know, you're at the game with him or whoever it be. It's a pretty special feeling.
Yeah, it's been great to see a lot of the former players, a lot of them that don't even live in the area, come back for games. Marcus Howard coming back? Like, where is he now? Like, I want to see Marcus Howard back.
Yeah, that's a great question. We would love to have him back. I don't know whereabouts he's at right now. I think he's still playing, but You never know.
All right, that's on my wish list. Let's add it. All right. Cassandra, a little bit, I'm guessing, hey, tonight's a game day, but you're already preparing for next season. And a big hook, if you will, for next season is the 2025 NCAA tournament. First and second rounds are coming back to Milwaukee.
For sure. Really huge event for the city of Milwaukee, and it's a privilege for Marquette to host it. And Brian and his team for years have been hosting it since 1984. Milwaukee has hosted tournament games then at the Mecca. Bradley Center, obviously, now at Fiserv Forum. Our loyal season ticket members have priority to purchase those tickets. Probably more information about that coming later in the fall prior to next year's games. But amidst all of the positives we talked about, team success, playing in an NBA arena, we are still one of the most affordable tickets in town. And season tickets start at $15, and you get really cool perks like best seats, lowest price, and access to these big events like the NCAA tournament. And tickets are still available for tonight. We just released a few more, I believe, and SROs are available. So just want to invite...
What's a standing room ticket cost?
Standing room tickets are $20.
Okay. And that gives you access. If I'm coming in, it just kind of lets me walk around anywhere in the arena?
I'll defer to Brian on the specifics, the parameters for standing room.
Yeah, I don't know if it's called the... We call it the Pano Club, but most people go up there. Potawatomi Club, I think, is the sponsor now. But yeah. It's a great way to get in the building. We have opportunities to really have a great crowd tonight. Number two, UConn in the country coming in.
Revenge
senior
game.
Night. Oso and Tyler getting recognized. We need all the help we can to create the impact and create the home court advantage.
And the senior night ceremony is pregame?
Correct. 7:15 p.m. Okay. Brian's got a great show ready to go. You won't be disappointed. We put the best show on in the country. A lot of ADs come to us looking for our game presentation, and we're proud of what we're had another great season with that. So,
if I could just fire up Marquette Nation by thanking all of our fans for helping us set records this year. We had two attendance records, single game attendance records. We tied a school record, 6 sellouts during the season. And quotes like this from Shaka Smart after we defeated then number one Kansas earlier in the season. There was a little bit of a conflict during the game between the two sides. And Shaka says, quote, "We are Marquette. We don't take a backseat to anyone. If someone wants to step up and challenge us, okay, we're going to challenge them right back." Who doesn't want to get on board with that?
Very good. Let's get out tonight. We'll set possibly another attendance record tonight. We'll see. I'll be there. I'm hoping you're going to join us. It's going to be a whole lot of fun tonight at Fiserv Forum, Marquette, and UConn. Thank you very much to Brian Morgan, Cassandra Polansky, Brian Bagley. Appreciate your time. Appreciate all you do to power sports forward in the great state of Wisconsin and obviously at Marquette. This is The Upswing. Coming up tomorrow, the future of almost everything in the state of Wisconsin.